KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and it's currently 7 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high around 20 with winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and a wind chill factor of 5 to 10 degrees below zero at times. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Extremely cold weather is moving into Iowa over the next day or so, and forecasters say it'll stick around at least through this weekend. Auto mechanic Jeff Johnson in the Omaha Council Bluffs area says now is the time to go through the checklist to make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter ahead.
Look at all your tires, make sure they're aired up to manufacturer specifications. Check your wiper blades, check your coolant. Make sure that all your headlights, brake lights, and even that high one coming into the winter is all ready to go. And then also make sure all your belts and hoses are all going to be prepared for any weather condition.
Yes, you won't get far if you don't have good tires. And if you need snow tires, get them on pronto.
Make sure that, you know, your tires are properly aired up and they have proper, decent amount of tread would be a good way to explain it. But winter tires are a very, very important thing, too, if your vehicle is not really the safest. Let's say a rear-wheel drive, some front-wheel drive vehicles. It's always a great thing to add to your vehicle.
For some Iowans, the deep freeze will mean their cars won't start, as the frigid weather was too much for the old battery. Johnson says to have your battery tested to make sure it has enough cold cranking amps to keep your car starting, even when the wind chill is far below zero. Mills County Sheriff's Office reported Monday the arrest of 37-year-old Aaron Michael Green of Glenwood. Green was taken into custody at around 12:20 p.m. Monday at the Mills County Jail and charged with being a fugitive from justice. He remained held in the jail without bond. And 26-year-old Guillermo Torres Jr. of Omaha was arrested Saturday night in Mills County on a charge of OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. The Glenwood Police Department said yesterday one person was arrested over the weekend. 44-year-old Ray Knipe of Glenwood was arrested Saturday for public intoxication. His bond was set at $1,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Monday morning issued a report on some recent arrests. Authorities said there were four people arrested Sunday. At around 9:20 p.m., 33-year-old Andrew Michael Hasbrook of Council Bluffs was arrested for violation of probation. After the Sheriff's Office was notified, a man wearing a long dark coat and carrying a box was seen in the area of Bluebird Lane and Pioneer Trail. A responding deputy recognized Hasbrook from previous interactions with him and immediately called for backup. A check of records indicated Hasbrook was wanted on a warrant for probation violation. He was taken into custody without incident and brought to the Pott County Jail. At around 8:20 p.m. Sunday, 20-year-old Drew Michael Moore of Oakland was arrested for a domestic assault and obstruction of emergency communication following a domestic situation and the residence at 200 block of Brown Street in Oakland. Moore was also taken into custody without incident. At around 12:30 a.m. Sunday, 32-year-old Garrett Horgdahl of Henderson was arrested for OWI second offense following a traffic stop for multiple violations on Dogwood Road near Highway 59. And at around 1:45 a.m. Sunday, 32-year-old Jeremy Harriman of Avoca was arrested for criminal trespass after a woman reported her neighbor, Harriman, who had been evicted from the residence of the 100 block of North Elm Street in Avoca, was on the scene and refused to leave. Harriman was said to have been very intoxicated. He was taken into custody on the trespass charge and brought to the Pott County Jail. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday three injury accidents occurred over the past few days, and one vehicle was reported stolen. Sunday night, a Lenox residence reported sometime over the past few days that someone had stolen his red 2011 Dodge Charger with Iowa license plates BQE596. The car was valued at $15,000. Two accidents were reported Sunday in Union County at around 1:30 p.m. 88-year-old Lewis Lombard of Creston was traveling north on the High and Dry Road when he swerved to miss a coyote. His 1997 Chevy pickup entered the ditch and continued to travel north in the ditch and across a creek before coming into contact with a farm entrance. The pickup then rolled over and came to rest on its wheels facing south. The damage was estimated at $5,000. Lombard was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston for treatment of unknown possible injuries. At around 9:05 a.m. Sunday, a 1998 Ford Ranger pickup driven by 27-year-old Jesse Jones of Creston was traveling west on 245th Street in Union County when the vehicle went out of control due to ice on the road. The pickup spun around, entered the ditch on the north side of the road, and flipped over, coming to rest on its top. Jones was transported to the hospital in Creston for, again, treatment of unknown possible injuries. Damage to his vehicle was estimated at $3,000. And at around noon last Thursday, 59-year-old Karen Bean of Afton was injured when the 2012 Chevy SUV she was driving went out of control on Rhea Road in Union County after she hit the brakes to avoid striking a dog that appeared on a curve in the road. The vehicle skidded onto the gravel shoulder and crossed the road before rolling into the east ditch and landing on its top. Bean was transported by Medic One to the hospital in Creston for treatment of unknown possible injuries. Damage from that accident amounted to $7,100. Elsewhere in state news, investigators are trying to determine what caused a major downtown fire in the southeast Iowa town of Keokuk. The fire was reported around 11:30 p.m. Monday. Initially, some people were trapped on the roof of the building, but a neighbor helped them escape the building before firefighters arrived. Fire Chief Gabe Rose said flames were coming out of a second-floor window when the crews arrived, but firefighters were able to control the blaze quickly. Rose said someone may have been doing some furniture work on the second floor before the fire, but investigators were still trying to determine the cause. One person suffered minor injuries in the fire and was treated at a local hospital. A child who died in a Mason City house fire Saturday night has been identified. Bob Fisher reports from Mason City.
Fire officials say 3-year-old Vicente Gonzalez died after he was found in the bedroom of the fire-damaged home. Officials say the fire broke out in the living room of the house at about 10:55 p.m., but heavy damage to the home prevented investigators from pinpointing the exact cause of the fire. The fire has been ruled as accidental. Firefighters did not find any working smoke detectors in the home, as they say the family recently moved into the house. Bob Fisher, Mason City.
Authorities believe a man died after trying to save his dog from an icy lake near Boone. KCCI-TV reports deputies were called Saturday morning to a lake at the Don Williams Recreation Area about 10 miles northwest of Boone. They found a man's body floating in the lake. The Boone County Sheriff's Office identified him as 56-year-old Michael Carr of Ames. Authorities believe Carr died after attempting to rescue his dog, which fell through the lake, through the ice on the lake. Rescue crews recovered the dog, which survived. Police have arrested a 22-year-old man in connection with the fatal motorcycle drag race in Des Moines this fall. Des Moines police said the man was arrested Monday in connection with the October 22nd crash on suspicion of reckless driving and vehicular homicide. 22-year-old Edwin Ramirez died after his motorcycle smashed into an SUV. He wasn't wearing a helmet. Ramirez and the man arrested Monday was racing alongside Ramirez at excessive speeds before the crash. Authorities say they've arrested a man in connection with the death of a woman who was found in a garage over the just north of Des Moines. The Polk County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Rich Blaylock said the deputies arrested 31-year-old Nicholas Lee Pettinger Monday afternoon. He was charged with first-degree murder. Blaylock says Pettinger's arrest was connected to the death of a woman whose name was not released. Authorities found her in a garage on the north edge of Des Moines after being called to a home Monday morning. The woman was alive when deputy arrived, but died at the scene. And when deputies arrived, a man at the home ran away. The John Deere plant in Waterloo is celebrating the milestone of building 2 million engines. The plant built engine number 2 million last month and marked the achievement Monday as it completed the assembly of a tractor powered by that engine. Deere's Waterloo engine plant began production 40 years ago. Kenny Hager, a Cedar Falls resident who has worked at Deere for 20 years, said the milestone is as important to his union, the auto workers union number 838, as it is to the company. Hager called it a really neat thing because it's big for the community. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.